The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Here we go. Okay. All right. Great. So hello again. Formal hello and welcome. Warm welcome to Happy Hour, everyone. Lovely to see you. Warms my heart. So for the past few happy hours, I feel I've been in this role of guiding subtle, what I there's so many ways to call it, but perhaps characterized as sort of a subtle metta, a silence, quiet, nourishing, listening, turning into a sense of stillness as a nourishment of loving kindness, care, stillness, which is a way of kind of stilling. It's not very busy with, which is wonderful. The busyness is wonderful too, with the phrases and may I be happy, may you be happy, all the phrases. That's wonderful and fantastic as well. And this is a different way. This is a slightly different, maybe a little subtle, nourishing, calming, quieting, just a sense of care and love imbuing our experience. It's as if, yeah, the words loving awareness, whatever awareness turns to and is aware of, there's a sense of warmth and care that intertwines, that really imbues that knowing, and it just becomes a very kind knowing. And that if the knowing is turning towards suffering and pain, it becomes just a very gentle knowing of that. It's still quiet and still. It's not very active, which again is wonderful, a different word, but just more still. So having said that, I'd like to invite us to explore that again, and always slightly different flavors of this exploration come through. So it's not so much that we explore it again, but in that category of explorations, we're going to take a different path this evening. So let's explore together, intrepid travelers, explorers of the heart and mind. Let's settle together. Let's practice. So I'd like to invite us all. To arrive, to settle. In this body. Softening whatever needs. Softening. Softening the body. Let's start with the body. Imagine your care for this body is a tiny little massage therapist that's traveling around your body, giving a little internal massage. It's actually your breath, your internal little kind massage therapist. Breathe into the corners ever so gently and lovingly that need a little care. Let's start with that tonight. Take your time. Do your feet need a little love? Do your neck and shoulders need the massage therapist of the breath? Give it some love. Maybe your back and sit bones. Now the whole body, wherever in the body, maybe the mind, the heart, imagining the breath internally, this caring therapist. Giving an internal massage, starting with the body, softening, relaxing. If the body relaxes and softens, the heart and mind do the same. So notice the tightness. Soften. And if thoughts are arising, taking you away into memory plans, can we know them with kindness? Thank you. Noticing the habit patterns of the mind to regurgitate, plan. It's okay. Can we know it all lovingly? Of course, of course. This is what minds do. This is what the puppy of the mind does. Maybe even give the puppy a little hug. Thank you. Appreciate the puppy nature of the mind running around. And maybe put the puppy on your lap and stroke it with kindness. It's okay. Stay right here, sweetheart. Right here. With the body, with the breath. And when it runs away, it's okay. Runs around, give it another hug, put it on your lap. Stroke it lovingly with the breath. Let the breath give the body, the mind, puppy, a little massage. Calming, soothing, settling. Let the whole practice be about loving your body, heart, and mind with the breath. Stroking, loving the puppy. Affectionately. With each breath. Simple metta, simple metta. Just here. So sweet, nourishing to just be here. Present. Simple. Loving. Appreciating. Appreciating this body. It's alive. It's breathing. What a miracle. You can be here this moment, sit and practice with others. What a miracle. And we have benevolence, kindness towards whatever that arises in the body, be it pain, discomfort, agitation in the mind or heart, being boredom, sadness, happiness, whatever it is, fear. With the spacious heart of the Buddha, benevolence. Making space, so much space is available. Or whatever is here. Agitation or stillness. Nourishing, nourishing stillness. Silence between the words and the body and the mind. This is my chance today. Sit. Give my heart to silence and loving itself. Can I collect myself lovingly, silence, nourishing quiet of this moment, inviting the puppy to rest, the puppy of the mind. Be content here. So much goodness, peace can be available here. here. Lovingly here. Resting in the heart. Receiving the breath. Relaxing the body. Here. And as we begin to bring this period of sitting practice to a close together, and we rest in our hearts with appreciation for ourselves for having showed up as best as we were able to. Thank you, me, for showing up. And for my intentions, cultivating goodness, wholesomeness, freedom, reduce suffering, to awaken, recognizing the goodness and the beauty within, and any moments of awareness, kind awareness that might have arisen for the body, for this heart, for this mind, and sharing that goodness far and wide with all beings. May all beings know their own goodness. May they awaken to their Buddha nature within, as I wish to awaken and see and always be in touch with it. See the beauty, see the goodness, the kindness, generosity that's available. May all beings everywhere be safe, happy, healthy, of ease. May all beings be free, including myself. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. Wonderful. There be more goodness in the world. And through our practice, trusting that there is, there has been. So today we did very light, simple, very light touch of metta, kindness, goodwill. Starting with this body, having the sense that inviting the sense that the breath is this gentle, kind massage therapist, releasing, relieving the body, just in order to really settle into the body, release, relax. I can't emphasize enough how important mindfulness of the body, settling in the body, awareness of the body, relaxing the body is. It is the first foundation of mindfulness, the first establishment of mindfulness, the first satipatthana in the Satipatthana Sutta. It's so important, so fundamental. And always we start there with the breath, with the body. And then the invitation tonight was very sparse, very simple and sparse. Just noticing if the puppy of the mind, as it tends to run around, run away, gently, gently bring it back. Hugging it, not chastising it as we usually do with our minds, but just a sense of kindness towards ourselves, towards our mind. This imagery of a puppy, it's and calming, soothing, and then we opened up to whatever arises, whether there's sadness, grief, pain, joy, and then also stillness, to recognize that there is silence in between the words here. And so with kindness, acceptance, spaciousness for everything that there is. So I'll share with you the feeling that came up for me through this meditation. It felt like, in some ways, towards the end especially, as my heart and mind were getting more and more settled and stable and settling into samadhi, concentration states, it felt like I was sitting in my own meditation and you were all joining me. It didn't feel like I was leading you or guiding you or was effort. It was just like, oh yeah, we're all sitting together. You're joining me in my practice. So there was a sense of spaciousness for me, the sense of gratitude for all of you to be joining me as I practice. Like, oh yeah, this is so sweet. Like, hey, this is so great. So it's such a gift for me. And guiding, leading doesn't feel effortful. It does really feel like there's a give and take of generosity in this space. So I'm really grateful for this. So grateful for you. Thank you. So I'd like to invite you, if there are any reflections, any questions, comments, Bill, please.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to thank you for the imagery of the puppy of the mind. What I noticed was, I guess it seems obvious now, but it's so much easier to have space and to include things when your attitude is one of kindness. And it seems like the default attitude for me, and maybe for most people, is to push away things that are unwanted. This seemed to include everything. I mean, what you were doing was seemed to just incorporate everything. And I really enjoyed it. And thank you very much.
Beautiful, Bill. Thank you so much for your reflections. Yes, exactly that. Your insight is so profound that we do tend to get rid of things, push them away. And and we usually don't see it. We usually don't see it. It's kind of the default mode that we operate in. It's just our default. It's like fish in the water. We don't see it. And what you were saying was, oh yeah, what this different mode of including everything with kindness. Wow, that's actually, it's easier. It's more spacious. It's, wow, this works. This works better. Wow, there's something. I'm up to here. Yeah, I'm noticing something here. So yes, Bill, that's exactly it. And keep nourishing, keep watering this insight. It's so profound. Include everything. Push away nothing with kindness. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. I see a question in chat. Kitakan asks, what can we do with negative thoughts and energy arising all the time? Yeah. Well, I think Bill just answered the question. So that is exactly it. So if we do try to push it away, to try to get rid of it, if we have an adversarial relationship with it, like, oh, these negative thoughts again. Oh, instead, okay. All right, I see you. Thank you. You have good intentions, and yet you're kind of misguided. It's okay. It's all right. So again, with that kindness, turning towards negative thoughts, energy, etc., with kindness. Because if you turn towards them with negativity, if you try to push them away, you're just giving them more power. You're giving them more energy. And I trust there is enough creativity. You have enough creative to figure out, how can I bring some more kindness and acceptance? And acceptance doesn't mean that you act out of the negative thoughts and energy. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean condoning. It doesn't mean acting it out at all. It just means you are accepting the truth of this moment, that in this moment, yeah, this negative thought is arising because of past conditioning, whatever it is, mind, external, societal, education, genes, family, whatever it is, it's coming up. All right, dear negative thought, I see you. Ah, it's okay. I see you. I don't believe you, but I see you. But this is turning, this acknowledgement with kindness. And just that, it takes the power away. It changes our habit pattern with negativity. I hope that helps, Kitakon. The other question, oh, actually, you know, the time has come to turn to small groups, I see. So let's do that. Let's turn. So here's the invitation. So with the small groups this evening, here's an inquiry. I'm going to suggest a question that you can inquire with, sit with, if you want, with silence in the community. That is maybe one creative way that you have, maybe one imagery you have, or you following up on what Bill shared and Kitakon asked, with when challenging, when negative thoughts come up, etc., or negative challenges maybe come up. Now, how do you, what way you have worked with them with kindness, turn toward them with kindness? And if you haven't yet successfully, how can you, an idea of, oh yeah, maybe I'll try this. Maybe I can see myself trying this. Maybe imagine it like a sock puppet, which intends well, but it's just a little misguided. Wah, 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 wah. You don't know anything. You're no good. You're a failure. Like, okay, well, thank you. Thanks for your opinion. Like, maybe I can imagine that. Or maybe you just hold silence. Maybe you just hold silence. Okay, I'm just holding silence. So an invitation is, we'll go in alphabetical order. Actually, let's do reverse alphabetical order just for the fun of it. And maybe share one thought, one reflection, or say pass. You can share your silence. The next person will say something, and then the next person, and then your turn comes. You go round and round a few rounds. And you can always say pass. Share from your own experience, no questions, no directing others. Just share from your own heart. Okay. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms. Always remember metta, taking care of yourself, taking care of others. And I am going to open the rooms now. Here we go. The rooms are closed. Everybody's back. And it is 7 o'clock. So to honor the, asked someone to unmute. That was not intentional. So to honor the time, let's close tonight. And what I'll do is that I'll stay a minute extra. And if anybody has reflections or questions I'd like to share from the small groups, then can share them. Otherwise we'll close. So thank you all. Thank you for your practice. Thank you. And just appreciating your own goodness and sharing it with all beings everywhere. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. Thanks, everyone. Take good care. I'll stop.